This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. North Korean state media says Sunday's test of super-large multiple rocket launchers was a success. North Korea fired what appeared to be two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Sunday. It was the latest in a flurry of launches that South Korea decried as inappropriate amid the coronavirus pandemic. This was the fourth round of tests this month since North Korea staged military drills and resumed missile launches following a three-month break. China's National Health Commission says mainland China reported 31 new coronavirus cases on Sunday, including one locally transmitted infection. That's a drop from the 45 cases reported a day earlier. The commission said in a statement on Monday that four new deaths were reported, putting the cumulative death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in the mainland at 3,304, and at the end on March 29th. The total number of infections in China rose to 81,470. U.S. President Donald Trump says he wants to keep the social distancing guidelines in place in the United States until April 30th, after last week saying he hoped to remove them by April 12th. Mr. Trump said in a news conference Sunday that it is now apparent that extending the precautions is the best way to keep the spread of COVID-19 at bay. He also said the peak of the virus's spread is expected to hit in 2 weeks. That was his previous target date for loosening restrictions. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won, he said. The global total of confirmed coronavirus cases passed 700,000 on Sunday, while the White House Coronavirus Task Force member, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said the United States could eventually have as many as 200,000 deaths and millions of cases of the illness. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The husband of the jailed British-Iranian aid worker Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe says his wife has had her temporary release extended for another 2 weeks by the Iranian government. She was among up to 80,000 prisoners temporarily released by the Iranian government in an effort to curb the spread of the COVID-19 outbreak in that country. As of March 28th, Iran has reported more than 25,000 cases of infections, 2,517 deaths. However, experts warn that ascertaining an accurate number of cases anywhere in the world is impossible because of the lack of testing. Zaghari Ratcliffe has been detained in Iran since April 2016. In September 2016, she was sentenced to 5 years in prison for allegedly plotting to topple the Iranian government. She denied the charges, as did her employer and the British government. Saudi Arabia intercepted ballistic missiles fired by Houthi rebels in Yemen, the country's state news agency reported Sunday. Citing a spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition fighting the militia, Saudi state news agency SPA reported that Riyadh intercepted two ballistic missiles over the capital, as well as Jizan, a city along the Middle Eastern country's border with Yemen, late on Saturday. Two civilians were slightly injured due to the falling of the intercepted missile's debris as it exploded in midair over residential districts in Riyadh. That's according to a Saudi civil defense spokesman. The missiles were fired days after all parties in Yemen showed support for a United Nations call for a ceasefire, which warned that all parties must stop fighting as the world fights the coronavirus pandemic. The Afghan government has criticized the Taliban for rejecting Kabul's negotiating team for upcoming intra-Afghan peace talks aimed at ending the nearly 19-year war. Waheed Omar, President Ashraf Ghani's advisor, told reporters in Kabul on March 29th that the Taliban should not make excuses anymore to start the long-delayed negotiations. The talks were scheduled to begin March 10th, but were delayed due to political bickering in Kabul over the composition of the negotiating team. After weeks of delays, the government on March 27th announced a 21-member team, including five women, to take part in the talks, a key step in the U.S.-facilitated peace process. But the Taliban on March 28th rejected the negotiating team, saying the government had failed to put forward an inclusive team. Voters in Mali went to the polls Sunday to elect members of the 147-seat National Assembly. The parliamentary election in the war-torn West African country, which should have taken place after President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta's 2018 re-election, has been postponed several times since then out of security concerns. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.